Welcome back to Uncovered, where we uncover the theories of the Earth, pretty much. So this theory is about aliens and how, like, they're real, and how, like, they visit Earth every once in a while, and how we're living amongst aliens. Do you know a little bit about that?
Yeah. Hi. I'm Andrew again, and talk about this a little bit more. I think aliens are a really cool topic. It is very interesting because there is so much studies and theories and the possibilities of there being aliens. It would be kind of absurd from like a scientific standpoint to say there's only human life on this planet with the literally infinite number of planets that are out there.
Yeah.
And the fact that like there must be some sort of the process that happened on Earth for there to be like humans, that process must be replicated on another planet, because that would only make sense.
Yeah, can I say something before
we finish? Sure.
So, I don't know, well, we talked about the evolution of man, but there were actually like 7 different species of humans once upon a time. That's not really talked about. Apparently, this is just...
Getting a little off topic here.
No, but it's about aliens. So, mm-hmm. One of the, like, theories is that with the 7 species of humans, we, like, our species, like, we killed off the rest because it was so weird to us that something similar to us looked like us but was completely different.
Yeah,
and we killed them all off, and one of them was aliens, but I guess they were, like...
I don't think that's that true. I think that we have a lot of scientific evidence to point to the fact that humans and Neanderthals lived really close to each other. And even other kind of species of human-like primates. Like, I think there were... I can't remember the name of them, but they lived on the... they're like little pygmy people. Like,
yeah,
really small people.
Yeah, and they kind of have, like, faces of elves, in a sense. And then they're, like, square-faced.
Yeah, and we have, like geological evidence of it. And, like, you know, humans just showed up on those islands one day and just killed them all.
Yep.
Like, completely... wipe them off the face of the planet. And that kind of happened with Neanderthals, except our DNA was so similar that Neanderthals and humans were able to breed with each other, and human DNA was a lot stronger than Neanderthal DNA, so we actually outbred the Neanderthals. Yeah. And this is true to extent where there's actually like a large portion of the population that has 5% Neanderthal DNA still in them. Mostly in European regions, funny enough.
That's why people think, like, we're living amongst aliens, because Neanderthals, I don't know how to pronounce it, but people think that those are, like, a type of alien, and, like, their brains
are
much more
evolved. We can do DNA tests on skeletons of Neanderthals and find that, we share a lot of DNA with them, and we have, like, common ancestors going back to, like, the primates, you know?
Yeah.
I think if that they were aliens from another planet, we'd be able to see, oh, that's so weird. Why can't we place any of this DNA to any other species on this planet?
Yeah.
That would be more evidence to your point, but the fact that that evidence doesn't exist kind of makes your point even more, like, moot, useless. Yeah.
Like, you know the government files that were released talking about aliens?
Right? I think that let's steer it away from pure conspiracy theory. I like more realistic theories.
The government released them, though, and there's a bunch of scientific explanations in it.
I think that when it comes to that, it's probably a combination of researchers seeing other governments, prototype, spacecraft, satellites, or even aircrafts back in the 50s and 40s.
Yeah.
And either mistaking them for something extraterrestrial or intentionally doing so that other nations and people wouldn't find out about these government technologies.
So, talking about government technologies, apparently in like those files wherever they release that they have contact with aliens, a bunch of weird stuff. So people think that the reason they released this was to get the society used to the fact that aliens are real, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they're gonna, so I don't know if you know, but like society is kind of going away from the government because everyone's thinking like government bad, you know?
Can I bring up an interesting theory to you?
Yeah.
I think that there might be aliens. I think that we'll never, ever meet them.
Probably not.
Ever. So there's
this... Because they know we'll freak out and kill them.
No, not even just that. I think that there might be life on other planets, but there's such a big barrier to being able to build a spaceship that can reach light speed, that can, like, reach this planet.
And go through the atmosphere.
I think that it's more likely that these aliens will suffer something like a horrible disease, war, famine, etc., etc. Something called a great filter that's talked a lot in, like, you know, our, like, the theory of aliens being real.
Mm-hmm.
I think that a lot of aliens have just, like, or let's call them extraterrestrials, because I think aliens, like, a weird term. These extraterrestrials have been, like, just filtered out completely.
Probably.
And that, like, once we find, like, a quote-unquote habitable planet and we get there, we might just find, like animals.
There is a habitable planet for, it's pretty much the same as Earth.
Yeah, just a few light years away. Yeah. I think I read something about that.
People, like, think aliens live on there, considering it's such similar to, like, our Earth, that there's probably similar beings on it, you know?
Well, they think that there's also a theory of one of Saturn's moons, Europa.
That aliens live on it.
Not aliens, but they think that because it's such a, like, a big, watery ice planet, whatever, not planet, but moon, and that at one point it was hot enough that there could have been sea life there, and that there's maybe still possibly sea life that evolved to live under the ice. Now, that's just, like, a pure speculative theory. There's very little evidence to support it. Yeah. It's just that would, that'd be the most plausible place in our solar system for life other than Earth.
So, going back to, like, the alien files, like, stuff like that, so what I was saying was the government is, like, releasing these files to look like they're on our side and to make it seem like, yeah, we just figured this out too. Like, I can't believe aliens are real, when in reality, they're supposedly going behind our backs and creating Project Bluebeam, and they're gonna fake an alien invasion to get us back under their belts, in a sense. So, what do you think about that? Do you think that's complete, like, fake, or...
Yeah, I'd be really... kind of caught me unprepared here. I would really like to see these, this evidence first, you know, and be able to, like, where did it come from? Who wrote it? What, like, where do they get the idea that there are aliens in the first place? How do we have photos? Do we have any actual solid verifiable evidence?
If you go back to the ancient times, there's literally drawings of what we assume are aliens, and, like, it talks about it in the files about how they're confirming that aliens are real and stuff like
who
that.
Also released these files too? The, you know what I mean?
The government.
Who's the government though?
Just said that you can look it up and who the government is.
I didn't say. I'd say be interested in looking it up. But there's many different parts of the government. You know, when we talk about the government, there's multiple governments. There's like the UN. There's the Canadian government, and then within the Canadian government, there's a bunch of smaller sectors. Like there's the. There's, like, our intelligence agencies, like CSIS, there's our military agencies, and even the same thing in the States, they have, like, the CIA and the FBI, and, you know, they're separate from the military, who all have, like, different, like, they all kind of work together, but they all still are their own little they're, like, their own little sectors of the government.
Okay, I'm not sure who released their documents, but, like, it just talks about aliens.
This is what I think is really interesting. People will talk about stuff so certainly like you did, like, the fact that, there must be aliens because the government has released these, but they haven't even looked into it themselves. They haven't read the files that they're talking about. They haven't
the files are so hard to understand. They use such big words purposely so that we don't understand. And it's all messy writing, it's this whole thing, like, it's really small, messy, ancient writing.
Ancient, but these are files released by the government, what do you mean?
Yeah, like, not ancient writing, but, like, they're small, it's hard to understand, a bunch of huge words, like, scientific terms that aren't covered.
I think you could, I think if you tried really hard, you would be able to understand
It is able
those.
To, and that's why I'm saying, like, so people who have read through them, like, all of them, have talked about aliens being real because these documents confirm that.
But you say it's so hard. How do I know that these people aren't misinterpreting them and that these big words are actually big words used to cover military secrets, like some sort of aircraft they're building, rather than, you know, the fact that there are these, like I said, the very, very minute, slim chance that there are aliens out there that have reached the technological capability to fly to Earth, then also be able to communicate with another, like, race they have no idea about.
Yeah, I get your point, and it's valid, obviously. Like, I see where you're coming from and how, like, these documents don't mean anything, how, like, everything I'm saying doesn't necessarily mean anything, because there's no necessarily scientific proof of it. It's all just a huge theory.
Yeah.
So, my question is, like, if aliens are real, where do you think, like, do you think they'd ever have came to Earth?
No. I think, why would you want, also, well, then, like,
where did we get this idea from, that aliens are real? Where did we get this idea?
Probably just astronomy in general. Like, we never really had this idea until probably about the 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
Once astronomy started to take off and the space race happened and, you know, everyone was just looking to the stars, then you started having these questions like, oh, hey, we're able to get into space. Does that mean that there are other things out there that can get into space?
Yeah.
And then this idea kind of rolls, and then you have stuff like Roswell, which is just kind of like generally, generally it was just like some sort of crashed testing, you know, plane from a secret military base nearby, like Area 51, right? Yeah,
like, on the topic of Area 51, what do you think that is? Because people think it's some alien base.
I think it's just some sort of, like, aircraft testing base.
Probably. That would make sense. But then why doesn't the government just say that instead of making it all
so they don't say that because they don't want their enemies to know that that's an aircraft testing base.
That makes sense. They would rather just get, like, hijacked or something.
Yeah, or they would just get monitored more. Yeah. Like, you know, they don't want to tell people that, and that's why they didn't want to tell that at the height of, like, the Cold War, you know?
Yeah,
it probably seemed more opportunistic to get everyone into believing that there were aliens there.
Yeah.
Rather than, oh, like that gets back to the point, like, yeah, the government is going to lie about some things to protect their own interests.
Yeah.
Whether that's a good or a bad thing, that's up to you. Yeah. And depending on what they lie on, right? Like, you know, no one likes getting lied to, right?
No. So, on my, like, point of view, I still believe aliens are real. I don't know if they're living with us, like people say.
And you know what? I agree with you. I think that there are aliens out there. I don't think that we'll ever meet them.
Probably not, but I like the idea that there are aliens. You feel me?
Yeah. It's a comforting feeling, you know?
Yeah, that
knowing that we're not just alone in this massive galaxy. Yeah,
because there's, like, in this galaxy, there's other galaxies with other universes, well, and it just continues.
No, there's other galaxies in this universe.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, yeah. Anyways, I think that concludes this episode. So, any last words?
If you ever seen Alien, make sure to get a photo of it. Otherwise, you're a liar. Bye.
Bye.